It is so exciting looking for a new home, but it absolutely is overwhelming and daunting if you do not have the right resources. Homes.com is home shopping the way it should be. It's more than just a website. Homes.com is your personal guide to finding the perfect home. Get to know a neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. With Homes.com's comprehensive neighborhood details, you'll get in-depth guides, detailed videos, and unbiased insights from a variety of sources. Parents and parents-to-be will love Homes.com's detailed school information. From test scores to student-to-teacher ratios, you'll have the info you need to find the right schools for your kids. Having the right agent can make or break your home search. Homes.com's agent directory and profiles offer a detailed look at each agent's experience so you can find your perfect match. And Homes.com's features a listing agent on each listing so you can easily connect with them without having to scramble to find contact info. Go to Homes.com to learn more. We've done your homework. This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx. We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. If you type the word courthouse into a Google image search, you get hundreds of results that look really similar to the U.S. Supreme Court building.
Big steps, a granite Corinthian colonnade, topped by a grand pediment. If the architecture could talk, it would say, respect me. Serious S happens here.
That's Brett Myers. He's reporting this week's show. He went to the New York County Family Court in Lower Manhattan. It's a building that looks nothing like the classic Roman and Greek-inspired architecture that most of us associate with courthouses.
There's little to equate family with the building beyond dysfunction.
If the family court could have talked before its 2006 renovation, it would have said, all who enter are doomed.
Built in 1975, this polished black cubist hulk is about as welcoming as the Death Star.
That's Eugene Patron reading from an article he wrote about his time as a paralegal in the building. He sums up the most common argument about the original design.
The New York County Family Court at 60 Lafayette Street is infamous in architecture circles as an example of form giving not a damn about function.
And that's an easy argument to make.
Absolutely. It filled me with rage the first time I saw this building back in the late 90s. The design just seemed so wrong for a family courthouse. It was like hiring Dick Cheney to be the nanny for your kids.
It was brutalist. Think repetitive angles and thick, heavy forms and lots of concrete. It's a pretty polarizing style, which I actually kind of like.
And before the 2006 remodel, it was possible to appreciate this building, but from afar. Up close was a different story. The shiny black granite panels that covered the whole thing were falling off and threatening to kill people on the ground. It was a looming and menacing building. Even the entrance was scary. There were these huge pylons offset at 45-degree angles, so that when you entered the building, you couldn't actually see what it was you were walking into. It was like stepping into a black hole.
Definitely very bleak and very, oh my God, what is this, a black building, you know? Is this a courthouse?
Miriam Hernandez works there as an interpreter-translator.
It didn't really have the feeling of humanity or humane, you know? It didn't really have that.
What kind of stuff happens inside?
Oh my God, the question should be, what doesn't happen? What doesn't happen? I mean, it's like you could write maybe a forever book about what takes place inside, you know?
And that forever book wouldn't be a light read. It would have chapters about custody battles and divorces and abuse, children going into family court and their fates being decided behind those doors. If anything, you would hope that the architecture would inspire trust, not fear, and maybe even convey a little bit of warmth. But instead, court employees refer to it as the Darth Vader building.
Luke, your mother and I are getting a divorce. divorce?
Pardon me, Lord. The question is, was the form of the New York County Family Courthouse completely antithetical to its function? I met a guy who's got a really interesting theory about this.
This guy goes by the name Lofter One.
My Clark Kent is basically I do freelance research.
By day, he's a writer-researcher for a real estate blog, but his secret identity is Lofter One. It's the handle he uses when contributing to Wired New York, this hugely popular website about all things New York City. The community section is basically a forum for urban design geeks, and Lofter One is one of the biggest geeks on the site.
So, how many posts have you posted
Way
since
too
June?
Many. Way too many for a sane person. About... Oh, a couple thousand? I'm not sure. No, it's like 28,000, something like that.
28,131 posts.
That's as of when? Because you didn't check this morning, did you? I've added a few.
You've added a few today?
Yeah. I go on there almost every day.
In fact, he averages almost 13 posts per day, and most are related to architecture and urban planning. One of his first posts was about the remodel of the building we're talking about, the family courthouse, the building we're standing in front of.
That right. old place, I felt like I was kneeling down and crawling through a teeny little hole in a cave.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what the hell. There's a bear, there were bats, right. there was something right. on the other side.
What happened inside was not going to be good. They should have put, abandon hope, all ye who enter here. Because that's what the message it was sending.
And Lofter One argues that message had a timestamp. That old, black, shiny Death Star of a building reflected the New York of the times, the New York back in the 70s when it was built.
Watergate, financial distress, social divide. It all makes total sense.
Total sense that this building looked the way it did. And this argument gains even more weight when you consider a 1977 story by famed New York Times reporter Laurie Johnston. The article profiles users of the court in what is essentially a critique of the system. She interviews people who spend days shuffling from one waiting room to another, and their critiques of the bureaucracy go hand in hand with critiques of the architecture.
Here's a quote from the 1977 article. "It seems like a maze, this place, or worse. It seems like it's run like a prison, with uniforms all over. Maybe it's meant to discourage you from going ahead."
It's like, oh, you want form to meet function? This is how this court functions. This is what this court does. It sucks people in and spits them out, and there's no feeling. It doesn't solve the problems.
Now, of course, the courthouse has been remodeled, and it's warmer and friendlier, and it reflects a city that's friendlier and more functional.
The black facade is all gone. It's kind of a light gray now. And the entrance is all opened up. It even has kind of an awning.
That doesn't look imposing or unfriendly at all.
And there's no more threat that those black granite panels are going to fall off the side of the building and kill people.
And oh yeah, it's also kind of boring.
The remodel is definitely a little boring, and it's not a building I want to talk to my friends about. But that original building angered me, and it was something I talked to my friends about. It was dark and interesting.
And now Brett kind of misses the old building.
But I also know that I'm privileged because I don't have to interact with it, because I don't have to work there, and I'm not a kid who has to walk into family court. For them, this milky, bland remodel is a definite improvement.
And probably a sacrifice worth making. Come on, it's for kids, man. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Brett Myers and me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW Local Public Radio 91.7 in San Francisco, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. You can find out more at the website. It's 99percentinvisible.org.
Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.